These new standards are what most people know as Common Core, and they're being implemented across the country. There are also people who are very upset about them. But how about we begin by having you describe exactly how they'll change the way we teach and assess students here in Nevada?
It's a great question. The underpinning piece of all the reforms of the last 4 years has been an emphasis on college and career-ready standards. So 4 years ago, Nevada adopted the Common Core standards, which are standards in English language arts and mathematics. So now they are the Nevada academic content standards in those subjects. We also have content standards in other subjects, science, health, even PE, computer literacy, world language. There are standards for pre-K. We are a standards-based system in Nevada, as are all states today. And the standard is part of the reason we're explaining this reform to folks is people don't really understand what a standard is. So let me start there. A standard is really a list or an item that children should be able to know and be able to do by the time they finish high school. So it's just a list of skills or knowledge points. Standards are not curriculum or textbooks or lesson plans, which is what most of us think. Standards are really the behind-the-scenes piece of this. So by adopting college and career-ready standards in Nevada, we've joined a national movement started by governors and people who have my job in all 50 states to make sure that the states are on a similar playing field so we can compare across states. That's really important. But most important, it's so that children are ready for their college and their own career experiences when they leave our high schools.
Is there material that is coming from the Common Core standards that will make its way into our curriculum? Because obviously you need to teach with the standards in mind.
Nevada is a local control state, so every school district and every public charter school chooses their own textbooks, which are then approved by the state board. And that has been the model in Nevada for really decades. Originally, the state board or the superintendent picked the textbooks, and those were handed down to the local schools. When we switched to a standards-based movement, we turned that around. We now set standards, but textbooks are selected at the local level and then approved by the state board to ensure that they are aligned with our standards.
Is it the case that districts and schools will have to change their textbooks? It's known that McGraw-Hill and Pearson helped develop these standards, and they make textbooks.
It's one of the common criticisms of this effort is that textbook companies will stand to profit from this. As a practical matter, standards are changed in Nevada about every 7 years. So this isn't new that we would change standards and thereby require new textbooks, because there is now a need for new textbooks. When we adopted these standards 4 years ago, the districts were given that period of time to bring their instruction, their lesson plans, and ultimately their textbooks online. So yes, there will be new textbooks purchased. There will be new lesson plans developed. There will be new instructional materials that are either downloaded from the internet or produced by our local faculty. That is the normal course of business, so it's really not different. It's just received a lot of attention because the Common Core came at a time when I think Americans were really looking at their federal government in a different way.
How will the standards change the way we teach math or science in the classroom?
The new standards, which are, again, locally administered and adopted by the states, the federal government has endorsed these standards, but they didn't write them. Some people believe that, and they didn't require that we adopt them.
They gave a lot of money, though, to make it happen.
They offered money to states. Nevada didn't receive any money. So Nevada adopted these standards, didn't receive a dime for them, and still went ahead with that effort because the local districts and the state board and this governor believe that college and career readiness is really important. The difference in these standards is really in, there's no other word for it, how difficult they are. The official word is more rigor, but for folks like you and me, that means they're harder. We're teaching things earlier in grades. Educators tell me that now in kindergarten and first grade, they're actually using some material that we used to use in second and third grade. So kids are being exposed to reading materials much earlier. They're learning math skills much earlier. And while these skills are in English, they are heavily literacy focused, there also is a focus on nonfiction items. So there are literacy initiatives in social studies and in other subject areas. So people have become confused thinking these are social studies standards. They're not. They're English standards for how to use literacy skills and how to read and write in a social studies text. There's a real emphasis on critical thinking and identifying what has happened in a passage instead of just being able to read it and then regurgitate what you thought about it. There's a lot of text-based research. Students have to be able to cite back to the text. So it's much more focused on their ability to write and understand what they have just read. And it's also very closely linked with critical thinking skills in mathematics.
And there is going to be a lot more of an emphasis on nonfiction, not as much on literature, right?
That's correct. And it's one of the criticisms of the Common Core is that it has turned away from literature. Be clear, there are still pieces of literature recommended in the Common Core, the Nevada Academic Content Standards. Those standards do not dictate textbooks. And choosing Great Expectations by Charles Dickens is a textbook choice. However, as a student moves from kindergarten through 12th grade, the standards introduce the idea of using nonfiction text for students to be able to cite and find information and write about. Because as a practical matter, when most of us leave high school, we don't spend a lot of time reading literature and citing to it at our desk jobs. We have to read technical manuals or write reports about the business that we are engaged in.
So we have these standards. The next question would be, how are we going to test them?
That's the great question as well. With new standards come new assessments. So Nevada has two kinds of assessments. In grades 3 through 8, we have what are known as criterion reference tests. They come at the end of the year. Mom and dad are familiar with these. They're administered every spring. It takes about 4 days by the time you get through all of reading and math. And then there's another assessment for science done just in grades 5 and 8. We also have assessments in high school. So let me talk about our grade school tests, our elementary and middle school tests. Nevada is moving away from its own criterion reference test, a test that we developed at the State Department of Education, and we are now part of a consortium called Smarter Balanced. It was one of two consortia set up nationally. The other is PARC. We're in SBAC or Smarter Balanced. That consortia is state-led. Nevada has been a voting member from the beginning. Nevada teachers and educators have participated in the design of an assessment that's closely linked to the new standards. So the real goal is you set the standard at the state level, you teach the standard at the local level, and then the state comes in at the end of the year to determine student proficiency against that standard of measure.
Across the country, as you know, and probably many of our listeners have heard, there are states that have dropped out of Common Core, others that are beginning to move in that direction. There are even fewer states participating in the SBAC, the Smarter Balanced Assessment Consortium. The whole point of the standards was to be able to compare our state with all the other states. Does it lose its usefulness at a certain point when so many states seem to be backing out?
That will become a problem if the political opposition continues. But let's put it in perspective. When we started out, of the 50 states, only a handful decided not to join the Common Core. And since that initial adoption 4 years ago, only a handful have dropped out. So we're still over 40 states are using these standards. And all the other states are using college and career standards. Many folks have responded to the politics of this, and they dropped out of the Common Core, quote unquote, but they just repurposed their state standards that look just like Common Core. They teach the same, or they require the teaching of the same material, and they put a different name on it. So everybody's on a college and career standard, but let's assume that we don't want to compare to those states that are not Common Core states. We still have over 40 states that are Common Core.
And the SBAC?
And it looks like about 20 states will ultimately adopt Smarter Balanced. We started out with 26 states in that consortium. So far, 6 states have decided not to move forward. They're putting the tests out for bid. But when our board adopted the Smarter Balanced test this last month, we were on track to have about 20 states. I think we were either the 12th or the 14th state to join in, and there were 6 or 8 other states who the matter is pending before their board. So that'll still give us a comparison. It used to be Nevada comparing with Nevada. So now we're going to be able to compare across all standards to at least 40 states, and we'll be able to compare directly the exact same performance scale on an assessment with, I would guess, 20 states by the end of this school year.
One of the most common critiques we hear about Common Core is that it was developed without educators in mind, without their involvement. It was in a closed meeting with only several people who didn't really have a sense of what was going on in the classroom. What's your response to that?
So I've heard this, and this is the political spin that's been put on this. As I said, people don't like their federal government, and because the federal government endorsed these standards, there's a lot of suspicion about it. So let's be very clear. These standards were developed by educators. Nevadans, in fact, participated in the writing of these standards. There is a teacher right here in Reno who was part of this work, and there were teachers from across our state. Now, as we set the cut scores and the proficiency levels for the Smarter Balanced assessments, Nevadans are also participating. Members of my staff, members of local districts, members of the state board are leaving this weekend to go do the standard setting. So this is a very participatory process, lots of folks involved. At the end of the day, somebody had to sit down and write this out at their computer. And at the end of the day, the panel of some 24 folks had to make the final vote, and I believe two of those individuals decided they didn't agree. That means that about 20 or 22 people still agreed. So in I think in any sense, that's a pretty good odds. And there's always disagreement about standards. The most common criticism of these standards, once you set aside all of the political noise, is that they are either too hard for students, which I don't accept. I think if you set high expectations for students in a college-ready environment, they're going to make it. The other criticism is that they're not high enough. So they don't include calculus for high school, for example. However, standards are a floor, not a ceiling. So schools will continue to offer calculus. It's just not a required course in Nevada. And so there's not a required set of standards for it. So I really I've listened to the concerns, as has the state board, as has Governor Sandoval. And we really have been able to say, no, that's mostly political noise. The other piece that I want people to understand is standards are not set in stone. As I said earlier, normally we revise our standards every 7 years. But in the Nevada law, there's sort of a stopgap trigger that every year after the administration of the tests in the spring, the Council to Establish Academic Standards must review the results of the tests and every standard to see how our students are doing. So if there's a problem, if there really is something on this list that children shouldn't know or be able to do, our council will be able to make a recommendation to the state board to that effect.
So opponents of Common Core in the state say that actually the companies own the copyrights to these standards, and that once we take them, once we adopt them, we can't mess with them or tamper with them. We have to take them as they are. That's not right.
It's a bogus claim. I'll tell you who owns the copyright: the states. So Nevada is participates in the ownership of that copyright. Initially, the standards were adopted with the understanding that states might change up to 15%. States were asked not to change more than that, again, so that there would be some commonality among the states. But no state can be barred from making changes. As I say, our law requires us to make review and changes if necessary every year. So we own the copyright. Our standards are adopted by our board. They are a part of the Nevada Administrative Code, which is the law, and they have been there for 4 years. And so we can change them if the board decides that that is necessary.
You could change more than 15% if you wanted to?
We ultimately could. States like Indiana and Oklahoma, that's all they did. They changed the standards and put a new name on them. So the board could. The difficulty then is we wouldn't be on an equal footing with other states where English and mathematics are concerned. So if there are changes, I expect they'll be minor. They will find a problem in mathematics in high school. That's the area where most educators are focused, is how we teach math and what we require students to know in mathematics. So it's possible that some standards will change there. But again, what people really should be focused on is how the curriculum is delivered at the local level. How are your teachers and schools selecting lesson plans? How are they choosing materials? You have control over that. You can go to your school. You can go to your school board. That is not embedded in these standards in any way. There are recommended reading lists that came with the standards. Nevada didn't adopt those. We don't put those recommended reading lists or exemplars, they're called, in our law. What goes in our law is the list of things you should know and be able to do.
Now, touching on this other concern about data, there's going to be this longitudinal data system that will be collecting student results from the SBAC, I presume, and all tests. Can you talk about that? Because some folks worry this is collecting more data on their children than they would like.
Here again is looking under the hood of what we do in public education. Nevada built its first state longitudinal data system of the Department of Education in the 1990s. That system is required by law to collect a whole host of information that's collected in the aggregate, de-identified about kids. Student records reside in that system because they reside at your local school district. Test scores, discipline records, attendance records. But we do not, at the State Department, generate reports about individual kids' discipline or their attendance records. We generate reports to report in general and aggregate on how all of our students are doing. Again, that's how we do business. We're required by law to collect data. We're required by law to prepare reports so we know the proficiency level of all of our students in the aggregate, school by school or district by district. It's come under great scrutiny because we're all concerned about big data these days. I shop at Target, and Target was hacked. And so, of course, I have that concern about my credit card information. Folks need to understand that at the state level, we don't collect financial information. We know if your child is eligible for free and reduced price lunch, but we don't have your financial information. We don't get your health records transferred to the state from your local school. Many families have their health records on file because the student has a disability or has a health concern. That information doesn't come to us. The real point is there's lots of data collected about our students. That's a good thing. We need it for improving instruction. That's how we use this information. We also use it to demonstrate to the taxpayers and to policymakers that we are wisely spending their money and that we are getting results. But we also have a tremendous responsibility to keep that information safe. There are federal and state laws that govern how that information can be disclosed, where it can go. It has to go to the testing vendor so they can prepare a test booklet for a child. But in Nevada, that information will not go to Smarter Balanced. There was this concern that Smarter Balanced is somehow, again, somehow federalized, and folks were very concerned about them receiving student information. So in Nevada, no personally identified student information will go to Smarter Balanced. It will go to a testing vendor named Measured Progress, who we've used for 10 years in Nevada as our vendor. We've never had a breach of security. We've never had a problem with them releasing information. They'll prepare the test booklets. They'll prepare the reports. Smarter Balanced will only get information that's been de-identified and is in the aggregate.
I've heard from opponents of Smarter Balance here that, in fact, Smarter Balance is required by law to give the data to the federal government. And so once they take the tests, we don't have any control over that data.
That's what you've heard. And again, that's not true. We've set our system up so that they will receive no student information. They'll receive aggregated information, so they'll report for purposes of their grant how all students in the aggregate, that means all added up together, de-identified, are doing on their tests. The federal government gave them a grant to develop these tests. They want to see how students perform. But Dale Urquiaga's test score won't go to Smarter Balanced, and thus it won't go to the federal government. It'll go to your school, your school district, into the State Department, and a Measured Progress, the testing vendor, will have it for purposes of sending Dale Urquiaga a testing booklet. So a lot of this is misunderstanding. A lot of this is the way different states operate their systems.
So some states do that, but you've ensured that there's no way Smarter Balanced could ever give information of
correct. They won't even have it. Other states could have gone directly to them for their vending purposes. We chose not to do that. We used a trusted vendor that we've used for 10 years. So other states may do that. In Nevada, we listen to these concerns. Folks have been coming to the state board now the whole time I've been state superintendent.
Yeah.
We've tried to make adjustments to ensure that we're transparent about the data collection and that we're being responsive in terms of protecting it. Tried to explain to folks that if they really don't like a particular standard, they can change it.
So just finally, for clarification, are you in any way changing how you collect data because of these standards? Are there any changes at all to that?
Thank you for asking that question. Absolutely not. The only thing that's changing is the way the test is administered. It'll be administered online instead of paper pencil. There's no other new collection of data. Common Core does not require the collection of data. If you've heard that, again, it's bogus. And so I think that part of our Nevada Ready effort has been to explain our normal course of business that sort of mystified folks. And I hope we're doing a better job. The department has a long history of doing good work, but doesn't have a long history of talking about its work. So it's sort of new for us. I think we're getting better at it. I know my board is very transparent and has done all this work in public and I think has been very responsive.
Dale Urquiaga is Nevada's Superintendent of Public Instruction, and he was talking to us today about Common Core and Nevada Ready. You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on Reno Public Radio News. I'm Will Stone.